Reruns. I was a weird kid, always throwing up, always covered with rashes, too small for my age. My teeth came in large and crooked. Third grade was not going well. I was still counting on my fingers, and my penmanship looked like an alphabetic crime scene. I'd shove my crumpled homework in the bottom of my book bag, hoping it might fade away. That's when I discovered the joys of staying home sick. All I had to do was whine, "I don't feel well," and just like that, life improved. My mother would peer into my face, sigh, and say, "Okay, stay home." I'd climb back into bed, and my noisy family would eventually clump out of the house. I'd hear the school bus receding down the street, leaving nothing but a lovely emptiness. Somewhere in the distance, the school bell rang, but not for me. I would spend the day wrapped in my parents' bedspread, entering an enchanted world of reruns. Father Knows Best and Donna Reed and Andy of Mayberry. Between shows, I'd doze off and dream of being smart or talented or beautiful. Nothing that I had to work for, but something that I could just wake up into, gaze into the mirror, and there I'd be the most very special me. And along with fantasies of the perfect me came those second-tier rerun boys. They were my first loves, not the stars like Bud or Opie or even the Beeve. I knew I didn't have a chance with them, but I would fall head over heels for the kid next door or the cousin from out of town, actors that dropped into the show for a short while only to disappear later. Remember the brothers on My Three Sons? Not one of them was to my liking. But around the corner lived the bespectacled loner, Ernie. Oh, Ernie, how I adored him, his nearsightedness, his shyness. "I see you, Ernie," I'd think. "I see you for who you really are, not someone who just stands outside the screen door waiting for an invitation, but someone who belongs, really belongs, with me, famous gymnast D, or famous artist D, or famous writer D. I don't think I've changed much over the years." And Ernie hasn't either. I Googled him the other day. He's an actor, Barry Livingston. He still wears glasses. So do I. He's only 5 feet 5 inches tall. Perfect. He actually wrote a book called The Importance of Being Ernie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can totally relate. Thank you.